Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Jerry Peretzman.
Good morning again. We're having a stimulating morning, and stay with us.
Absolutely, and that's because we have with us today Ron Rowell, who is my friend, but nevertheless, as we're talking about all the stuff he's doing with the AARP and age-friendly communities, it's almost an extension of Project Independence. Right. But as we age, as the population in North Hempstead itself, it's about, I think it's 60, 70,000 people are over the age of 60.
Right.
So it's about 25% of the town.
Right. Right.
And that's an ever-growing number.
Right.
So we need to take care of our seniors because we're all seniors eventually.
Right.
You know?
Right. Right. Well, one of the things I wanted to mention about that is that what really concerns me, too, is that as the senior population nationwide and, in fact, worldwide increases, you know, I think it's important not to create, you know, a generational divide and competition. Mm-hmm. Which is so, in other words, people say, well, look at how much seniors cost, you know, and look at, you know, we're spending more and more on healthcare costs and Medicare, Social Security. And I think that a lot of these are false divisions, you know, and it's not, they're not competitive so that the seniors take away from, you know, the younger generations. I mean, I think that, first of all, many, I don't even know what the word senior means anymore, right? I mean, by law, right, age discrimination laws, you know, say that, you know, people can claim age discrimination at 40, right?
So really?
Oh, yeah. But that was set up years and years ago. So, you know, many members of, you know, our generation, you know, baby boomers and above, actually don't even like the word senior. We're happy to get the senior discounts.
Right.
But the point is that people are active longer and longer, so they contribute to the economy. They're still working. And I think people are also realizing that, in fact, a lot of the needs of older people are similar to the younger people.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you can build housing that accommodates both older people and younger people. They have older people, both older people and younger people may have lesser financial resources. They don't need as much space. They often don't have, you know, school-age kids in their family. They often need transportation. So there are ways to say, wait a minute, we can do things in the society that services multiple generations. And, you know, even things like Social Security, you know, that it's not just for older people. There are aspects of Social Security that support, you know, the disability community, younger
Absolutely.
People.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I like, you know, incorporating the age-friendly notion, mm-hmm. you know, and partnering with Project Independence in that way so that people recognize that a lot of these things, you can target certain audiences and demographics, but they in fact, you know, they're just ways to do things. But
right.
Society is multi-generational by definition.
Hmm. Well, I think that's one of the positive things with PI. They started at 60.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you think of seniors now as being 75, 85.
Right.
And I think that the approach here does lead to the sort of integration you're talking about,
right.
That there is a natural bridge. I have a daughter who's going to be 58 soon, and I don't look at her as a senior, but yet 2 years, in effect, she would be, you know, looking to something like PI if she were to live here. And I think that's this bridging concept that you're raising that attempts to eliminate segregation by
right.
age is a wonderful thing. And I think that we've done it. We've tried to do it here. But as you rightly say, the needs for people are different. Some people are old at 50. Some people are pretty spry at 80 and physically can do things at 80 or 85 that people 65 or 70 may not be able to do.
Right.
So I think what you're getting at is no one pattern is sufficient for all.
Right.
So if we focus on integration, we're going to have a system that will work for everyone.
Right.
And will be supported by everyone, which is often very important
right.
too.
Right. Right. You know? Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow, Jerry, you're the perfect spokesperson for PI. I really
right. Well, you're paying me enough.
You're getting the big money.
Right. Those checks are great. Right.
Yeah. Well, an example of how this works is another project I've been working on as well over the last couple of years, which is developing a caregiver resource directory for ARP for Long Island. And again, so this is about caregiving for mostly, you know, older parents, relatives, friends, you know. And again, it's like it's not just about that population because that by very nature, you know, involves younger people in their 40s and 50s caring for older people. Mm-hmm. So it's a kind of a different twist on the sandwich generation. They've got, you know, younger kids
or in
as
their
well.
60s taking right, care of 60s. Somebody in their 80s and 90s.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So but it so by again by very nature it's a multi-generational issue. I don't want to call it a problem because it's just part of life, you know.
Yeah.
But it's something that affects multiple generations. So you need to think about it's not like well how do we care for it's not just long-term care. It's yes, but it's also how do you make life more manageable for people who are doing the caregiving, and you know there are I think an estimated 330,000 family caregivers on Long Island. There are a lot of people involved in this. So how can you think about, you know, again, it involves the same thing. Well, there are certain government resources, but there are certain nonprofit resources. And then you need to create communities like Project Independence in which people are just aware of the issues. And, you know, there's a notion called, you know, caregiver circles where, you know, you identify whether it's your parent or a friend. And recognize that they need needs in a number of areas, and you just literally you know form a community circle
right.
around them. You know, John is a financial planner; he could work with them in that capacity. Someone could be a you know social worker; they may need that. So, but the point is, it does take a community support.
It does.
I do a monthly newsletter, and it's very coincidental. This month it was "Will You Age with Dignity," and I referenced Rosalynn Carter. Because when she left the White House, she got very involved. And one of her famous quotes is, there are four kinds of people in the world. Those who have been caregivers, those who are currently caregivers, those who will be caregivers, and those who will need caregivers.
Right.
And it covers everybody.
Right.
And it's so true. And, more and more.
Right.
The sandwich generation, I mean, there's a 70-year-old taking care of a 94-year-old.
Right.
And that 70-year-old has 45-year-old
children.
It's
also multidimensional. In other words, I may need care, let's say physical, but I may not need care with respect to, let's say, financial issues. I may need care with respect to health issues, but I may not need care with respect to, let's say, maintenance of my house. And it is complex, but I think the concept you raise about this idea of having a circle, identifying specific needs, and then locating people or identifying people who can support a dimension that someone may need is a very important way of looking at this.
Right.
Rather than saying, well, if someone is old, you know, they need everything.
And right.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
Yeah. And there's also a lot of reciprocity.
Yes.
In other words, there are lots of grandparents who are taking care of kids, right?
Right.
They're kids' kids. Their kids are busy, you know, in many cases there are divorces or whatever. So old grandparents were already, you know, they're already giving back. So they're providing additional care.
Well, part of that is the expense of Long Island.
Yeah. Right.
They need, you know, both parents, young couples today, both are working.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you have a grandparent around, they say, can you help out a little bit, you know.
Yeah. But I think that's true nationwide, too.
And one of the interesting ways which grandparents can help out is having a situation where a child doesn't want to talk to a mother or father about something, but will call a grandfather or grandmother and say, you know, I'd like to talk to you about this. I want to discuss this. I don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
And probably implicitly ask that the grandparent intervene,
be the
mediator. And that's a role that grandparents can play without taking advantage of their years and experience, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah.
So as you rightly say, it's a two-way street
in
the instance.
Yeah. The older people have accumulated experience and wisdom. And then younger people also provide, you know, a sense of energy and knowledge for older people as well. You know, so you have, you know, a lot of grandparents, I think, enjoy the interaction with their kids and grandkids, and they can learn from them. You know, I mean, one of the perfect examples is, you know, with technology being the way it is, it's hard to keep up even for those of us who use it a lot.
Right.
So there are programs like SeniorNet, you know, in Huntington, I guess it comes out of the Family Service League, you know, where it's younger people, probably in their teens mostly, who have classes where they teach, you know, seniors how
That's
to use technology, you know, because a lot of technology, simple technology can make a big difference. I mean, I've got an aunt who's 94, but very sharp, and her kids, for her 85th birthday, gave her a computer, you know. And now, you know, she texts me. She's following her grandchildren on the internet. You know, one of them is a growingly well-known ichthyologist, a fish guy who, you know, follows sharks in Hawaii.
Okay.
So she's, you know, looking at podcasts and videotapes, and she's emailing me, "Did you see this?" So it can be really exciting, you know. Wow. And but that's created by, you know, interaction between the generations.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's why I got the iPhone for FaceTime.
Yeah.
With the grandkids.
Exactly.
I saw my two daughters a couple of years ago. I'm saying, "What is that? Oh, Dad." I said, when my phone was up, I said, "Get me one of those." I just,
absolutely.
You know.
Right.
And it's so cute to see them. No matter where they are, you can have a conversation for your aunt to participate literally in all the events that are going on in all the people under his life.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I remember, you know, it was not that long ago where, you know, when people started texting, I was like, "I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to text."
Right?
Of course you're going to text, you know. That's, you want to talk to your kids?
Exactly.
That's
I only found that recently. They don't teach script anymore in school.
Yeah.
Nope.
I had, honestly, that conversation came up. I was like, "You got to be kidding me."
No, it's, one of my sons, you know, says to my wife, "Mom, don't you remember I can't read your handwriting?"
I thought they were joking.
I understand that.
So
we got 1 minute left. This is amazing. Yeah. This flies.
Yeah.
So really, would you like us, our audience, to take away from this half hour? One, two, three, let's say.
You know, I think I'd like, you know, to support Project Independence, to be, you know, aware that ARP is going to come in and work, you know, also try to provide support and a collaborative relationship with Project Independence, and hopefully provide some more resources. And I guess it's just, you know, get involved in it. It's exciting. You know, it really we're on the cutting edge. Project Independence is the cutting edge. And to make it work, you need to be involved. You need to give ideas. You need to give feedback. This works. This is not working so well.
Yeah.
You know, so I think, you know, keep working on it and keep increasing our exposure as a national model that we can take around the country.
Yeah. Perfect. We do have to hop. Ron, I want to thank you so much. This has been wonderful. And it's just a compliment with the AARP and Project Independence together. You've been listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org.